Let's start in the Middle East, where reaction to this week's nuclear deal with Iran is divided, much as it is in this country. President Obama says the agreement accomplishes his most important goal, cutting off Iran's path to a nuclear weapon. But is that the primary concern for Middle East nations? Rami Khoury is editor-at-large and syndicated columnist for Lebanon's Daily Star newspaper. He's also a senior public policy fellow at the American University of Beirut, where he joins us. Rami, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
So first of all, how is this news of the Iranian deal being received in, say, Lebanon?
Well, in Lebanon and the whole Middle East, like all political things, especially if they include Iran and the United States, it's being received with tremendous polarization. Mm-hmm. It's a very fractious issue. There's a lot of people who are happy for the U.S., and they think this is going to contain Iran. There's many people who think that this is a humiliation for the U.S., and this is going to give Iran a whole new era of strength and influence. So it really falls according to the ideological positions that people already hold.
So once again, the Middle East, not monolithic, an excellent reminder of that, Rami. But I'm wondering, you know, the president yesterday said that the number one concern for the United States was stopping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and that this deal does that. For those people who wish to see Iran contained in the Middle East, was that the number one concern, or was it also, limiting Iran's influence in the region as well?
It's the influence of Iran in the region that is a big concern of people like Saudi Arabia and the Arab world who are critical of Iran. The Israelis are more concerned about Iran's technological capabilities. In both cases, I personally believe that they're both vastly exaggerating the real nature of the danger, because I don't think Iran's going to go around attacking Israel or anybody with any nuclear weapon. And I don't think that the Iranians really have regional hegemonic ambitions, as the Saudis accuse them of having.
You do. But I must say, though, that Iran's rhetoric regarding Israel has been, as extreme as ever.
Yes, of course. Oh, no, of course, the rhetoric is totally unacceptable, especially in the days of Ahmadinejad. But they still say, they trash talk the Israelis because the Israelis keep threatening to attack them militarily and compare them to Hitler and compare them to Stalin. And so what the West and the Israelis don't understand is that the Iranians respond to you in the same manner that you talk to them. And it's amazing that the Israelis, who are generally very smart people, do not get this. Obama got it. He understood it finally. And it's one of the great feats of his presidency that in 2013, he realized that he couldn't go around just trash-talking the Iranians, threatening them with the military option always on the table, and all the regime change talk and the stuff that he was talking about, and ordering them around and sanctioning them and threatening them. He said he had to sit and talk to them, which he did, and it was resolved. So we have to see this as a conflict between two sides, and we have to see and applaud the resolution of a major element of that conflict in this agreement. Mm. So the question really is, what actually do the Iranians want in the region, and are they actually a threat? And you're going to get as wide a range of views on that as you have now, in the United States Senate on the efficacy of this agreement.
Mm. Well, let's talk for a moment about, say, what Saudi Arabia has said. Of course, a long time U.S. ally. And the Saudis have said that Iran has to use the economic gains from the lifting of sanctions, which is part of this deal, to improve the lives of the Iranian people rather than, quote, using the economic opportunity to cause turmoil in the region. I mean, Rami, what do you see as Iran's most likely moves when the sanctions are lifted?
I think there's no doubt that they are going to spend most of the increased income than they're going to get from trade and from oil sales and other things, and releasing some of the money that's been held up. They're going to spend most of that on internal development, economic and social development. The majority of Iranians are not happy with the way that Iran spends money in Syria and on Hezbollah and things of that nature, but they can't do anything about it because it's not a democratic country. So I personally feel that the Iranian government is going to focus very much internally, but they're not going to throw Syria and Hezbollah under the bus either. They will find some kind of middle way that allows them to maintain what they consider their principled position of support for their allies, but at the same time focus on what really matters, which is the internal economic and social development of Iran, which I think inevitably is going to lead to a political liberalization of some sort.
Rami Khoury, thanks so much. Rami Khoury is editor-at-large and syndicated columnist for Lebanon's Daily Star newspaper and a senior public policy fellow at the American University of Beirut.